Y-Motion speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Alright.
This is a very security call for you. Yesterday, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. So, have you authorized the purchase from your end?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Is there anybody else in a family member who made the purchase on your behalf?
Well, what do I have to, I'd have to, wife, because I don't think...
We received this charge request yesterday night around 10 o'clock to the billing address of 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. That's why we are verifying this purchase, okay? So do you have...
I'm in Australia.
Yes, we know that, sir. That's why we are verifying this charge. We put the transaction on hold, and we are calling you directly so that we can help you out with that.
Okay.
So, for the cancellation, sir, have you got a smart device with you, like any computer, laptop, or a smartphone, so that we can help you with the cancellation?
No.
You don't have a smart device, right?
No, I don't. I'm not computer literate. No.
Do you have a smartphone?
I do, but I don't know how to use it.
I'm gonna help you out, okay? First of all, do a thing. Put me on speaker. You're talking to me on your smartphone, right?
Yeah.
Put me on speaker first.
Yep.
Now tell me the phone you're talking to me, sir. Is it an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone so that I can guide you in a better way?
It's an Apple iPhone.
Okay. And it's a new one or it's an old one you're using?
It's a 12.
It's a 12. Okay. Now simply swipe up the screen from the very bottom to up and you will back to the home page where you can see all your regular apps and items.
Yeah.
Okay. Now are you using the Wi-Fi, sir, or are you using your mobile data at the moment?
I'm using Wi-Fi.
That's good. Now you need to open up the blue color icon with a capital letter A on it. It says App Store. You need to open it.
Yep, App Store.
Now look at the right hand side bottom corner of your screen. Do you see a small magnifying glass? It says search. You click on it.
Yep.
Now look at the top of your screen. Do you see a white bar? It says search, it says games, apps, stories, and more.
Yep.
Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now type over the letter A, A for alpha, letter A.
A. Yep.
The letter N, N for November, letter N.
Yep.
The letter Y, Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
The letter D, D for doctor, letter D.
Yep.
The letter E, E for echo, letter E.
Yep.
The letter S, S for sugar, letter S.
N.
It's S, S for sugar.
Oh, S. Yes. Sorry. Yep.
Yes. Then letter K, K for kilo, letter K.
Any disk?
Yes. Now tap on search.
Yeah.
Now tell me, do you see a red color icon with a white diamond on it? It says any desk?
Yep.
Yeah. Just beside that, look, there's a blue color box. It says get. You need to tap on get.
Okay.
Yeah. Now do you see it's downloading or not? Is it downloading now?
Yep.
Okay. Once you see the open option, please let me know. I'm on the line with you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I've just opened it.
Now what can you see on your screen?
Enter remote address, your address.
And can you see some numbers in your address?
That's definitely not my address, no.
That's a cancellation ID number which has been generated by the server. Just confirm me the number, we need to verify it.
108.
Uh-huh.
801.
Uh-huh.
421.
Okay, now listen to me very carefully, sir, okay? As I told you, that without your authorization, someone else is using your information, so we need to give you the security, okay? Now,
yep.
Now, what we're gonna do, we're gonna provide you the security from our server. You will get the security for a few seconds, okay? So you have to do it very fast. You will get the security on your screen now. You need to swipe up the screen. You need to scroll down the security. You will get two blank check boxes. I'm aware of the risk and don't show this again. And click on accept. Check in both the blank boxes and click on accept. Have you done that?
Oh, done one.
Yes, now click on accept. Try to click on accept.
I'm trying to click on don't show again.
Don't show this again. Don't need to click on that. Just click on accept.
Yep.
Now you will get an accept option again. Click on accept.
Screen broadcast anything.
Yes.
Start broadcast.
Just give a click on the last option, start broadcast, and then don't touch anywhere. Our server will verify the ID. Click on start and then don't touch anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now just wait for
a
while.
Where are you ringing from?
We are calling you from eBay customer support, sir. We are from eBay. Yeah. Now simply swipe up this page from the very bottom to up and you will back to the home page of your phone.
Yeah, I'm on the home page.
Okay. Now you need to open up the settings. Open up your settings.
What do you mean?
You need
I'm
to
on the home page.
Settings.
Settings, what? What's that?
Just slide your screen. Just slide your screen. From left to right, you will get to see an option, it says settings. Check all your regular apps, you will get to see the option settings.
App library?
Do you see a gray color icon looks like a wheel? It says settings.
Hang on. Settings, yeah.
Yeah, open up the settings.
Yeah.
Now scroll down a bit, you will get to see an option display and brightness. Click on display and brightness. Scroll down the screen a little bit, you will get to see an option display and brightness. Give a click on it.
Display and brightness?
Yes, tap on that.
Yep.
And now scroll down a bit, you will get to see an option auto lock. Give a touch on that. And make it never. Now,
okay.
Have you done that, sir?
Yep.
That's perfect. Now look at the left hand side top corner, there is a back button. Give a click on that back button.
Yep.
Do that again.
Yep.
Now scroll to the top of your screen. You will get to
yep.
see your name over there.
Yeah.
Scroll to the top, you
yep.
will get to see and your name. Scroll to the top
I've
of your
that,
screen.
Yep. Yeah.
Have you clicked on your name, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Now after that, you will get to see an option. It says name, phone number, email. Give a touch on that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. Now, just after that, you will get to see some of your basic details like your name, your email address, your phone number, and your date of birth will come up on your screen. Okay? Do you see all those informations on your screen now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, these are the basic informations, sir, which has been used for creating the fake eBay account. Alright. I'm just verifying you the some of the details which we have got. Your full name is Shannon Glazebrook. Your email address which has been used is shannonglazebrook@yahoo.com. And your date of birth is 21/4/1983. Are those informations are correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So these are the informations which has been used for doing this kind, for creating the fake account of eBay. And now we have the reports from the accounts department that the fraudsters who are trying to make these fraud transactions are trying to make the payment from St. George and ING Bank. So do you do banking with these two banks, sir?
Yes, through ING and St. George, yes.
Yes, you do banking with these both banks, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and do you do online banking with these banks?
Yes.
Okay, what do you need to do? You just come back to the home page, first of all. Come back to the home page. Swipe up the screen to the very bottom two up and come back to your regular home screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the way you check your statements, simply check your statements of your St. George and your ING. If you see any transaction, any unauthorized or unusual transaction, even if it is $1, please let me know so that we can make a report and we can block the hackers for you and we can secure your information again. Alright?
Okay.
Yeah, just check it from your phone. Don't use any other devices, okay?
I don't have access to any of those accounts. My wife only does.
Do you have the banking applications on your phone? You check the statements on your banking applications, right? Just
my wife has all the information.
First of all, come back to the home screen of your phone where you can see all your regular apps.
Yeah.
Are you back to the home screen? Now, the application we have just provided you, the red app, AnyDesk, please open it up once again.
Okay.
Once you're on the AnyDesk app, just please let me know where you can see your address.
Yeah, that number.
Yes, have you opened up that application?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you the security again. Just like before, checking the blank box, click on accept. Checking the blank box, then click on accept. Then again, click on accept.
That's what I'm doing. And then
give a click on start broadcast.
But it's not accepting.
Do you see any timer running on the accept?
Yes.
Okay, once it's zero, you will be able to click on accept.
There you go. Accept.
Yeah. Now again, click on accept and click on start broadcast. After clicking on start broadcast, don't touch anywhere, alright? Now swipe up the screen from very bottom to up and come back to the home page. Are you back to the home screen, sir? Swipe up again.
Yep.
Okay. Now do you see the ING banking application or the St. George banking application? Just check your apps. Check your regular apps. Do you see ING or St. George? Just check all your statements of last 3 days, okay? If you see any unusual or unknown transaction, tell me, sir, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, I don't.
Okay, simply log out from your first bank and log into another bank. Come back to the home page. Swipe up the page. Now slide your screen from right to left or left to right. You will get to see the St. George app.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife doesn't live, so I'm trying to tell you.
You don't remember, you don't know the St. George information?
No, no. I don't do it, mate.
Okay.
My wife doesn't.
Alright, and do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance you were having in your St. George account? Do you have any rough idea about it?
No.
Like, is it more than 1,000 or 2,000, something like that? Any rough idea?
I don't know. More what has knows all that.
Okay. And have you got any credit card with you? Do you have
no,
any credit cards?
No.
You don't have any credit card. Okay.
No.
And can you just, alright, just confirm me one last thing. Do you remember the customer ID and password of your ING bank?
No.
You don't remember the customer ID?
No.
Okay. Just do a thing. Please log in to your ING once again. Log in to your ING.
How do I know this is not a fraud?
Sir, we already know all your details from my end. I haven't asked you that you have St. George or you have something like ING or not. We already have all your information, okay? Now, have you logged into your ING? First, tell me.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the left-hand side top corner. You will get to see a back arrow, first of all. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, do you see your name?
Yep.
Just above that, look at the left-hand side top corner. There will be three horizontal lines. Give a click on it.
Yep.
Now, you will get to see an option. It says My Profile, a Settings, Account. Do you see all these options?
Yep.
Click on Settings, first of all.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what are the options you can see? Please tell me so that I can guide you up.
Balance, quick view, reorder, use card overseas,
okay.
Face ID, login, Apple Watch app, and create ID, pay ID.
Okay, click on the cross, look at the left hand side of there's a cross.
Yep, done that.
Now you can see the option My Profile, click on My Profile.
My profile, yep.
Okay. And what can you see over there? What exactly you can see?
My name and my client number. And
yeah, it's your client number. You make a note of the client number. That's your customer ID. Make a note of it in a piece of paper, first of all.
Yep.
Have you done that, sir?
Yeah.
Now look at the left hand side top. There is a cross sign. Click on that cross again.
Yeah.
Now do you see the option account? Click on account.
Yeah.
Okay. Now click on the three horizontal lines once again.
Yeah.
And now click on settings.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can simply log out and come to the home page. Come out of the page.
Yep.
All right. Now just give me a moment. Let me talk to the security officer so that I can get to know what are the security steps we need to take for further activities, okay? Because we got an update. The fraudsters who are trying to misuse your information, they're trying to do it from your ING and your same judge, right? So we need to put a security so that we can't, they can't do any kind of international transaction without your authorization and your knowledge. And you just do a thing, open up the AnyDesk app once again.